Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. May I please speak with Clarissa Olivares?
Speaking.
We're conducting a brief survey about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and we would love to hear your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state, not this year?
California.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Latino.
Hispanic or Latino, okay. And in what year were you born? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
1995.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Probably almost certain.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The genocide in Palestine.
Okay.
I'm on a call.
Thank you. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November election, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Jill Stein.
Okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. And the first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100?
0.
0. And Donald Trump? From 0 to 100?
0.
0? And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
For House or Senate? For the House of Representatives, I will be voting for Barbara Lee again. She's my local congressperson
for
the Senate.
For Congress in your district, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Well, for Senate, I will not be voting for either LaFonza Butler or Alex Padilla, so.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Adam Schiff or Republican Steve Garvey for Senate?
Neither.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
But okay, and please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Sure, somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree,
yeah,
somewhat agree. And the last two, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
The last one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time and for your help. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. And for each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat, or strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Sorry. Okay.
Strongly.
President, yes. The next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disaster, and other dangerous conditions.
Also strongly agree.
The next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Also strongly agree.
And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Also strongly agree.
And now please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. That will make you much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him.
I guess somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. Not much more, but somewhat. The next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Also somewhat more.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more.
And the next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more.
And the last three, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade and are protected from deportation.
Again, somewhat more.
Okay,
I think they're
last
all
two.
Somewhat more.
Okay, just the last two. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Also somewhat more.
Okay, and the last one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Also somewhat.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. We're 85% now. Thank you again for your patience and for your help. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, a little or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
The next one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
And the last three,
you know,
Donald Trump and Republicans.
Biden. Glenn, do you know whose car this is? Glenn, do you know whose car this is? Okay, because we're going to have to go. I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, no problem. The last three, and we're done. Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say you are very concerned about that, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, no problem. Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say that you are very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, a little or not at all?
Are you referring to... sorry, I'm trying to understand the context of what you're saying. Was this the recent immigration bill that Republicans killed, like here in the last few months?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to read everything verbatim, and more information is increasing here. But based on what you know about that...
Okay, because I think if I understand what policy you're referring to, then not at all concerned.
Okay, not at all. And the last two?
It was a horrific policy they killed.
Yeah, just based on what you have heard or seen in the news. The next one, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Are you very concerned about that, somewhat a little, or not at all concerned?
Joe Biden does the same, so somewhat concerned.
Somewhat, okay. And the last one, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat a little, or not at all?
Also somewhat concerned.
Okay. And now this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you two different approaches about President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one, Donald Trump, says we must shoot down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. So, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration?
The Biden statement is closer.
Okay, but much more with Biden or somewhat more?
Well, much more.
Much more. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Green Party Jill Stein.
And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
Do I personally, yes.
And what is your relation to them? Are they your friend, family member, co-worker, or acquaintance?
Prefer not to say.
Okay. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, MSNBC, and CNN, Fox News Channel or website, OAN, YouTube, Spanish language radio program, WhatsApp, Univision, or Telemundo, or none of the above?
Yes, I do use some of those.
Can you please specify which one?
To get
your news and information?
CNN was... Well, X, formerly Twitter, was that in there? Sometimes that. I think that's the only ones on those lists.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
From mixed bag, several countries, territories, and states.
But can you please specify which... The okay, no problem. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in Alaska.
I'm sorry, in which
I was
country?
Born in Alaska. Alaska, so not the continental United, not the lower 50, but
okay.
Alaska.
And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English. Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English, or something
more
else?
More English than Spanish.
And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Independent.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I guess Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Is those the only three options?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm an attorney.
Okay.
Postgraduate. And,
yes. And what is your religion, if any?
None.
And finally, a strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Clarissa.
Clarissa, okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And this includes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Bye.